Welcome back to the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula Gordon, and I'm going to say a little story to Sue Savage Rumbaugh. See what you think of this. When I was a kid, I could read virtually anything. We were not proscribed with books until I had a book that I read when I was about 10 that was a science fiction book. And I won't tell you all the story, but basically it was a scientist had gone back in time, found a young precursor to humans, and brought him back in time to the present. I was so freaked out by this story that my mother said, "You cannot read any more science fiction until you are older. You cannot handle it." 40 years later, I come into your lab, and I have the feeling that my story has come to life. I see Kanzi and Pambanisha, and I say, "Oh, my God, this is the same story. These are my others. Am I just being fanciful?"
Well, that was the feeling I had when I first saw a group of bonobos. And I've had many, many people describe that. There's something about looking at them directly in the eyes and talking to them, and they respond directly to you. Their body looks like yours. They move the way you do. They just have a little more hair, and they're a little shorter.
They're a lot stronger.
And they're a lot stronger. But there's a kinship there that they feel and they understand and they know and they recognize, and they can look at you and they can say, "I want you to be happy. I'm smiling. Do you see that I'm smiling? Do you know that I'm happy? Are you happy?" And there's no other creature on the planet that does that. And there's something about two human beings looking at each other smiling. There's an instant rapport and there's an instant regard. There's instant kinship. And you look at bonobos and that happens to you, and you can't ever be the same. You can't deny it.
It seems to me that that opens us up to the world in a way that we simply have never done before as humans. Do you share that perspective? It looks to me like we're opening the candy store.
Well, yes, we're opening Pandora's box.
I'm reluctant to use that metaphor. I worry about that one.
But people can say, "Oh, we look at dolphins and we see a smile on their face, but that's just their anatomy." Or we look at birds and we read these things into their behavior and anatomy. But a bonobo, we're not reading it in. It's very closely related to us. And when we're looking, and the thing that really grabs you is there is an exchange of facial expression. Your brows go up, their brows go up. Your eyes wrinkle, their eyes wrinkle. And it's built on the same anatomy. They may look a little bit different than you, but there's no mistaking those facial expressions. And that's something that up until you interact with a bonobo, you have that experience, that sort of kinship, only with another human being. And so you become confused. Is this a human? Is it a bonobo? Is it an animal? What is it?
And feel? Then you have to say, "And who am I?"
That's true.
To see the twinkle in the eye of a bonobo has been a great blessing. I thank you very much, Sue Savage Rumbaugh, for letting us join you here. Bill Russell is with me, and I think, Bill, did you share the excitement I felt in this?
Yep.
Bill always gets real excited.
Well, it's a great joy to me to talk to people who are so interested in bonobos. It always is.
Dr. Sue Savage Rumbaugh is doing landmark work, which is already playing a central role in how we think about our great ape relatives and about ourselves. You can learn more about bonobos in Dr. Savage Rumbaugh's book, Kanzi, The Ape at the Brink of the Human Mind. A personal note, bonobos as a species stand at the brink of extinction. Gorillas and orangutans are seriously threatened, and chimpanzees are in trouble. Let us know if you want to know more about efforts to save the bonobos and the other great apes. Visit our website at www.paulagordon.com, and we'll tell you more. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.